Now, friends, we've come to one of the most vital sections of the book of Deuteronomy, and it's another major section, by the way. We have come to that regards the future, and it has to do with not only the nation Israel, but it has to do with that land over there, regarding their future in the land. And that is the section we're in now, from chapter 27 through chapter 30. And this is a very vital section. In it we have the so-called Palestinian covenant that God made with the nation Israel. And this is what we'll be looking at when we get to the 30th chapter. Now, those of you that have my notes, note that I give the 29th chapter and the 30th chapter down through verse 10 as the Palestinian covenant. And you will find that others give all of chapter 29 and 30. The fact of the matter is, Dr. Louis Sperry Chafer, formerly president of Dallas Seminary, gives chapters 28 through 30, and I think that the Scofield Reference Bible gives the 29th chapter as the introduction to the Palestinian covenant, and then the 30th chapter down through verse 10 as the covenant itself. Now, I think that since we've entered this section here, and we'll be here, I'm sure, a couple of days, probably, first of all, that we ought to say something about a covenant. That word has already occurred several times, and there are different kinds of covenants. You'll find out that men make covenants, that is, individuals, one with another. They're mentioned in the Bible. Then there are nations that make covenants, and some of them are mentioned in the Bible. Then there are covenants which God made with His people in the Old Testament and made with humanity. At the very beginning, you have what is known as the Adamic covenant. You have the Noahic covenant. You have the Abrahamic covenant. You have the Mosaic covenant. And now we've come to the Palestinian covenant. Now, these covenants that God makes are divided into two different classifications, conditional covenants and the other unconditional covenants, or else we might say eternal covenants are temporary covenants. A temporary covenant is a conditional covenant, and then an eternal covenant or permanent covenant is one that's unconditional. And it's well to be able to distinguish between the two. Now, we find that God made a covenant with Abraham. That's one of the unconditional covenants. God made a covenant with Moses, the Ten Commandments. They were conditional. And then God made this Palestinian covenant, and it's unconditional. And we'll be looking at that as we come to it, actually, in the 30th chapter. Now, all of this has to do with the future, and you understand that these people now are on the east bank of the Jordan River. They're preparing to enter the land. A new generation is there. The old generation will not enter. In fact, they're all dead, with one exception, and that is Moses. And Moses will not enter into the land. We'll see that this book closes with a requiem to Moses. He dies, but he doesn't enter the land, but the people enter under a new leader. And this particular section has to do with their future in the land. And you have here probably some of the most remarkable prophecies that we have in the entire Word of God.